Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus, who is the Christ. Amen. I'm sorry, I forgot to ask you your God sightings. I'm disappointed I didn't do that. Remind me next time. Anyhow, we'll do it twice next week. Nicodemus comes to Jesus. He seeks out Jesus. Nicodemus, he was a leader of the Sanhedrin, the Jewish council in Jerusalem. They decided what was orthodox and what was not orthodox. He was a Pharisee's Pharisee. He wanted to keep Israel pure, to love God, and not to be influenced by the Romans in the pagan ways. He wanted to keep the faith pure. And he was good at it. He knew his theology, he knew his tradition, and yet he was open. He was open to this Jesus of Nazareth. He heard Jesus of Nazareth speak. He saw the miracles that Jesus did, the healings, the parables of love, the proclamation of the kingdom of God. And something in Nicodemus was stirred. Old feelings, old thoughts that he hasn't had for years, of newness, of joy, of new possibilities, of dreams that he hadn't had for years, even to experience that. The presence of God in Jesus. Have you ever had that experience of God strongly in your life that shook you up a little bit? That got you curious to question, maybe what I've been doing is not what God, you know, it is good for me to love God and neighbor. Did you ever have that feel? I have. I've had it strong at times and I've had it weak at times, but it's been there. Nicodemus had this experience and he had the courage to find out more about this Jesus, even though many in the Sanhedrin didn't like Jesus, didn't like what he was doing. Nicodemus felt he had to find out. So he goes to Jesus at night. He had courage to go see Jesus, but he went at night because he wasn't stupid. He was prudent. Sometimes it's good to be prudent. So he went at night. So with the courage and caution, he approaches Jesus. And Nicodemus, this expert in the law, this member of Sanhedrin, he calls Jesus rabbi, teacher, because he knew Jesus could teach him. He admits he sees God working in Jesus. I mean, he knew God, and he knew God working. He saw him in Jesus, and Jesus believes that Nicodemus was sincere, and he wished to make Nicodemus more aware that Nicodemus could have the same relationship with God that Jesus had, because God is with Nicodemus, God is in Jesus, and God, Jesus is God, and God is with all of us 24/7, all the time. So what Jesus had was not unique. Nicodemus could have that too. For God's always with us, and God's Spirit is always with us, blowing, breathing on us, refreshing us. Jesus is there. And Jesus knows that for Nicodemus to be his disciple, he knows he has to receive the grace, the amazing grace that Jesus gives. And he has to forget some things in the past, to forget the way he sees the world, to forget what society sometimes teaches, to forget some of his theology, some of his ego and tradition from the past, to a new perspective, a new way of seeing things, to get out of his comfort zone and let the Spirit blow through Nicodemus as the Spirit continually blew through Jesus Christ. So Jesus tells Nicodemus, "Very truly I tell you, you must be born from above." He was saying, "Nicodemus, my beloved, you must let go of your mind, let go of your prejudices. Let go of your ego. Let go even of your common sense. Trust me and experience my words. Let God's sense be your sense. And be open to being motivated by the Spirit of God into a mystery, into a whole new world, a whole new way of being. The Spirit you see in me is yours. Open to your own true humanity in God. In a way, Nicodemus just had a picture of the earth from outer space. Did you ever see those pictures that the astronauts took? You see this beautiful blue orb, this beautiful blue. In fact, when my study is my desk, I have a picture from the Smithsonian Institute that they had of the world from outer space. And under that, I have a picture of Jesus. This is our Father's world. To see things in a new way. The old ways didn't hold. The old ways didn't give Nicodemus that sense of life and love and energy and imagination that he saw in Jesus. He needed to grow in trusting the real way, into trusting Jesus, and to know his amazing grace that seems sometimes too good to be true. Because for Nicodemus and for us, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And we need to know that we are justified by his grace, by faith, apart from the works of the law. I remember when I first heard that and understood that at seminary, I had tears in my eyes. That you're loved unconditionally, no conditions, totally. There's nothing you can do to have God love you less. There's nothing you can do to have God love you more. The grace is there. And so we need to pay attention to these words of Jesus today and to hear them today. See, God opened Nicodemus' heart and mind and soul to a whole new way of being, a whole new way of experiencing life and the possibilities of God, the love, the freedom, the amazing grace to open to the kingdom of God and Nicodemus' true self being made in the image and likeness of God, just like you all are. I imagine Nicodemus' mind began to open and say, wow, I never thought about these. I never experienced these things. And the imagination, how things could be, how things were meant to be by God, what he could do to help that happen, it just blew his mind. Even the possibility that this life is only a season in eternity, that even when we leave this life, we go on in Jesus Christ to a new life, to eternal life. A life where you continue to learn and to grow and to pray, but now in a new dimension, a heavenly dimension. Nicodemus was having his own transfiguration experience today. And then Jesus brings Nicodemus back to earth with a way of seeing to apply, not just to the world, not just to humankind, not an ideal, but to real people, an everyday down-to-earth situations. Real people who aren't perfect. Real people who frustrate us at times. Real people who sometimes sass their parents. Real people who make mistakes. Real people who disappoint us. Real people who disappoint their spouses. Real people who gossip and lie at times. And real people who are kind and noble and show respect and surprise us with love at times. I don't see if you saw on the news this week, and I forget where the college was, but it was a softball team. So it was a girl and softball teams. One of the girls' teams were in blue. One of the girls' teams were in red. Did you see this? And the bases were loaded. And one girl in the red team, she hit a grand slam home run, and she was running to first, And she was running to second, and somehow when she hit second base, something happened in her leg and she fell down. And her blue team they said, keep going, because they couldn't pick her up. Your own team couldn't carry her around the bases. So what happened? The red team picked her up, carried her to third, carried her to home, and the red team lost. But they won in the love of God and Jesus Christ. Whether they would say it that way or not. The love for all people. Jesus says, for God so loved the world that he gave Jesus. He told us to Nicodemus. God so loves Nicodemus. So God loves you. So God loves everybody in the whole world, whether you're black or white or straight or gay or male or female or conservative or liberal, you're loved by God. No ifs, ands, or buts, according to Jesus Christ, according to the Bible. That's why sometimes some people go by the name evangelical, some Christians, I disagree with, because their God is not my God, not our God. Our God has unconditional grace and love for all people. And to live this new perspective takes discipline. And that's what God gives us, Lent, to help us with their disciplines, to love the Lord your God with all your mind and heart and soul, and your neighbor as yourself, and to let go of anything that gets in the way of that. It takes getting out of our comfort zone and to know the amazing grace of God. And we here today are to take this perspective and apply it to every person we meet. For us, it begins with believing that what Jesus told Nicodemus is also true for us. Because faith is not real. It's not real until it becomes personal, until you own it, until you live it. So let's try that today, okay? Okay. I want you to say your name out loud when I finish. God so loved, and say your name out loud, okay? Ready? God so loves Fred. Oh, did that feel good? Wasn't that an amazing grace? Do you feel that grace? That's how God feels about you. He loves Candy. He loves Dawn. He loves Marilyn. He loves Carol. He loves Bill. He loves you more than you ever know. But guess what? He also loves the other person more than you ever know. And this is going to be a little harder, okay? A little harder. I want you to think of that person you can't stand. That person who hurt you. That person that you wish would... Okay, now you have to say the name out loud, okay? But I want you to think of that person, okay? And say that person to yourself. God so loved... Okay. I'm still working on that myself with some people, you know? But Jesus told me to do it, so darn it, I got to do it, okay? And pray for this person, to pray for your enemies. I wish Jesus didn't say that, but he did, so we got to do it because he's our Lord. Because they and we are all people, are part of this wonderful world that God so loves. When you come to this table and you receive the body of Christ given for you, the blood of Christ shed for you, Jesus is wrapping his arms around you and saying, I love you so much. And I love you so much that you can't contain it. Let it flow out to others. God loves, so loves us that he gives us all. He doesn't hold back anything. He gives us everything. Let's vow to really take this grace and assimilate it and to share, especially in Lent. Jesus really is saying, I come from above, and I want you to be reborn from above so that you will be able to see with new eyes and hear with new ears and to know with a new heart, because God loves you. And when you let that happen, you will experience the kingdom of God right now. Jesus wants us to be born from above and to have this God experience of God's amazing grace right now. And the peace of God that passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.